dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy!
That's right. It's time for You Big Dummy. This is when we take all the true stories out of the news where people do really dumb stuff. Read them and vote on the dummiest. Dummy number one, dummy number one. A man's attempt to steal a boat was thwarted when he forgot to untie it from the dock. Jimmy Schumann, 42, allegedly tried to steal the boat outside of Sailor's Return, a waterfront restaurant in Stewart. The victim stated he saw the defendant on his boat trying to drive it away, but the boat was still tied to the dock, an affidavit reads. The boat's owner, who happened to be a retired law enforcement officer, oh, that's not good, detained Schumann until Stewart police arrived. Schumann was arrested on charges including grand theft of a boat.
You bigger dummy than my dummy. Dummy! Dummy!
All right. We'll continue with the dummies coming up. We got a break here for weather and traffic, and then more You Big Dummy. All coming up right here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. More of You Big Dummy. Dummy number two, dummy number two. An Australian man called police to complain that his father burned his cannabis plants. Police were called to a home in the Northern Territory on Tuesday evening by a quote-unquote indignant and enraged young man who said he'd had a fight with his dad. As retribution, his father burnt the son's prized cannabis plants in a bonfire on the property, said Deputy Sergeant Louise Jorgensen. The son felt this was wrong and reported the matter to the police. Officers asked the man if he knew it was against the law to possess cannabis. He seemed to believe that the destruction of the same was far worse than the possession was, for instance. No charges have been laid against the young man, said Jorgensen. The evidence has been destroyed along with his reputation.
Get lost, dummy. Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three is a reader. Now, if you want to be a dummy reader, here's what you do. Find a link to a funny dummy story on the intranets. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Say, I'd like to read this on the air. We'll organize it. We'll record it. You read it on the air. Not only is that cool, but you get yourself some Lou Malnati's. And our dummy number three, sent to us by Wild Bill. And our reader this week is Tim. And for being our reader, Tim gets a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. Take it away, Tim.
This is Tim for You Big Dummy. A couple spent Independence Day in jail after throwing pizza rolls at each other. Brad Scott Beard, 24, and Samantha Brooke Knipe, 21, got into an argument about 1 a.m. on Monday, July 4th. During the course of the argument, the two allegedly hurled pizza rolls at each other. Police arrived shortly thereafter and arrested the two. It's unclear how the fight started, how many rolls were thrown, or the brand of the pizza rolls that were used, but both have been charged with misdemeanors. And now back to you, Nick. Thanks for hosting the best show in town.
Aw. Thank you, Tim. Enjoy your Lou Malnati's. I don't think Lou Malnati's makes pizza rolls, though. Does Lou Malnati's make pizza rolls? What are you thinking, Totino's or Geno's? What do you think, Esmeralda?
Always Totino's.
Yeah, you know why? Because you don't want to throw Geno's. Those are good.
So to the dummy with the black mustache. What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy?
By the way, Dan, did you see the mug shots? I read this article. I read the piece earlier this week. Did you see the mug shots?
I did. They're pretty spectacular.
Pretty amazing. They look like two people that would throw pizza rolls at each other. They really do. It's fantastic. Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy number four. An Ottawa woman was arrested after allegedly dressing up as her mother so she could take her mom's driving test. And an instructor at a drive test center became suspicious of the woman who showed up to take a driving test. A 73-year-old woman was supposed to be taking a test, but the instructor noticed that the woman was obviously younger, wearing a wig to cover her hair and clothing that suited an older person. The drive test supervisor called police while the test was happening, and an officer was waiting to question the woman by the time the test was done. The woman was arrested and charged with one count of impersonating an adult. Asked if the actual mom could take the test, the police officer says, I don't see why she shouldn't be able to.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy. One dummy ain't enough in this house. You gotta bring home super dummy.
Dummy number five, dummy number five. A burglar who posted a video bragging about the jewelry he stole has been arrested along with his accomplices. The video, which runs more than 7 minutes long and has over 3,000 views, showed a man bragging about their illegal earnings, exclaiming, "We got a safe, and can someone say check, please?" The man in the driver's seat, sure, the traffic light is still red, and proceeds to reveal his bag of cash to the camera while the other two men cheer. The burglar stole the safe and jewelry from a home in an upscale neighborhood in Florida. Ah, yeah. Shocking that it takes place in that state. The estimated value of the item stolen was over $500,000. Police say the man later burglarized a second home and used a screwdriver that would later tie them to the first burglary. It was just one dumb decision after another, a police spokesman said. Okay, we have to vote. I think Vic's busy in the newsroom this morning, so he won't participate. So the three of us have to vote. Dummy number one is the dummy who tried to steal a boat while it was still tied to a dock. The dummy who called the cops on his dad for burning his weed. The dummies who got into a fight with a bunch of pizza rolls. The dummy who dressed up like an old lady to take her mom's driver's test. And the dummies who made a video showing off the stuff that they just stole. All right, Dan, pretty solid week.
Yeah. I love that the fact that one of the guys yelled, can we get the check, please?
Yeah.
That's pretty fantastic. But the visual of the guy trying to drive the boat away from the dock, I can't get that out of my head.
And like, the fact that the guy who owned the boat was a former law enforcement officer.
Right, right. And, like, I could just imagine him, like, trying to push this throttle, like, just dumbfounded as to why he's not moving. So I'm going to go with the guy.
You're going to go the dummy on the dock. All right. Esmeralda, where are you going to go?
I do like the pizza rolls. How do you get in trouble for throwing pizza rolls at people?
I think it was a noise complaint that got them, that the police showed up, because it was like a disturbance.
I'm going to go with that one.
You're going to go with pizza rolls.
I hope they... I imagine they're throwing the pizza rolls and they're fresh out of the oven, so they get little burns.
Ow! Ow! Ooh, ow! Ow! Did you see the mug shots, Esmeralda?
I did. They don't look happy.
They look like people who would throw pizza rolls at one another. You know what? We're going to have a call from a listener to break the three-way tie, because I'm going with the woman who dressed up like her mom to take the driver's test. I just think that's fantastic. How the hell did she expect it? So there you go. We got one vote either way for one of these three. The dummy who tried to steal a boat is Dan's choice. The pizza rolls is Esmeralda's choice. My choice is the woman who dressed up like her mom to take the driver's test. One vote wins. So call us up at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. First person through, and whoever votes first, we will crown the dummy of the week. And we'll give you some pizza as well. We'll give you some Lou Malnati's as well for being the deciding vote. So it's either the dummy who tried to steal the boat that was tied to the dock, the dummies who got into a fight with pizza rolls, and the dummy who dressed up like an old lady to take her mom's driver's test. You are the deciding vote. Oh, and it's Carrie on WGN. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, Nick. I have a boat, and that's like Dan said, just thinking about it in my mind, that's just hilarious.
There you go. All right, Dan.
Trying to rip off the pier.
Dan, you got it. And Carrie, hang on, okay, buddy? We're going to give you some Lou Malnati's, okay?
Oh, excellent.
All right, buddy, hold on. Yeah, Lou Malnati's, check out loumalnati's.com. All right, we'll do Dummy of the Week again next week. Now, are we too close to even do any?
Yeah, forgot to do that Teddy Roosevelt
thing. Oh, that's right. Well, thank you for reminding me. I had it right in front of me because I'm an idiot. All right, we're going to take a break. We got the news coming up, and then right after the news, we got Straight Out of Context, Nick D's Show Spies, and then Funky Friday begins with Fly Jams Friday. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context.
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context. All right. It's Friday. That means it's Straight Out of Context. That's when you, the listener, listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody at any time says anything that you can pull out of context and you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty, jot down the date, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Write down that email address and send that stuff to us, nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan.
We start with you, courtesy of Wild Bill.
Before he started sucking. All right. I actually heard Esmeralda through your mic.
I did too, yeah.
Through the hallway.
That was a good one.
that was good. Esmeralda, you went through two studios and a hallway to the open mic with that one. You're still laughing.
It's the way you say that.
Okay.
Harold submitted this one of Wendy.
Hey, are you going to ride on Lyle Dean too?
Okay.
Our own Vic Vaughn emailed this exchange between Patty, Esmeralda, and Craig Collins.
Yeah, they get hard.
Yeah, but that's, you can still eat them.
Can you go touch one? I really want to know how hard it is.
Stick your finger in it.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Next.
Healthy. Eric sent in this one of Wendy.
Don't whip the hose out on it.
Okay. Wow.
Just don't.
Yeah.
It's the advice.
I'm thinking next Friday we're not going to get as many for Straight Out of Context because Wendy's been on vacation this week.
One of our regulars, Brian, did email me. He goes, are you going to even be able to put one together?
No, lately the morning show has been providing some hefty ones.
Oh, just wait.
Okay, here we go.
Eric also heard this one of Bill.
Remember, they're getting harder as we go along.
Okay. Well, maybe we will next week. Bill keeps talking like that.
Joe is responsible for the next couple ones. First up, you.
Throw the something in the something. Yep. That sounds fantastic. I don't. Okay. We'll find out what the context was of that a little bit later. I don't remember.
Joe, this one of you and Esmeralda.
I'm curious as to how it's inflated without needing a pump.
I've seen things online.
Oh. Oh. Send me that link, Esmeralda, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I will.
All right. Thank you. Okay.
Not at work. Another one from Wendy.
Just the bottom half.
Mm. Okay.
Wild Bill submitted these of Patty, Mark Harmon, and Scott Stantis.
All right, they only touched a few nuts. No. I'm just a little bit worried about the groping within the nuts.
It's manhandling nuts that you're worried about.
She hasn't touched it for 15 minutes. I'm back in.
I just started to eat.
Good Lord. Okay.
All right, Eric is responsible for the next couple ones of the morning show. First up, Mary Vandeveld.
Now is the time to do it.
Oh, okay.
Next up, Mary Sandberg.
I used to do it so much that the next day you wake up and you can't move your neck.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man. That's good. Okay.
And Steve Cochran.
How many times have you been up?
So that was in Lyle, I would imagine.
Correct,
they were filthy even on location.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Paul sent in this one of you and Esmeralda.
Uh-oh. All right, Esmeralda, where are you going?
Cheeks.
Yeah, cheeks.
Wait, what? Oh, that's right.
That's right. It was from last week's winner of the dummy. Okay.
Brian heard this one of Brian Noonan.
I hope I didn't blow something.
Oh, I hope so too, Brian. Okay.
Brian also submitted this one of Esmeralda's favorite, Lou Manfredini. Uh-oh.
Don't worry about the size of the hole.
So matter of fact about it.
She gets so happy when we have the Lou Manfredini contexts. Okay.
Now here's the funny thing. This is Lou an hour later.
The sizing matters.
Well, make up your mind, Mr. Fix-It. Okay.
Jesse emailed this exchange between Esmeralda and Roger Badish.
I don't get it too often. I don't get to eat it that often. It is so delicious.
You guys haven't had my...
Oh, well, you've never given me any, Rogers.
And juicy.
Mm.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Sounds
you
like
love it.
You're taking...
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my entire life. You and Badish should be off of this radio station.
We were talking about fried chicken.
I'm sure you were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jesse also...
You know what? By the way, I knew that. I was listening. That was you and Brandon were on. You guys, by the way, again, once again, great job last Sunday morning.
Well, thank you.
Really great. Okay, go ahead.
Speaking of Esmeralda and Brandon.
Oh, good.
No.
You're really getting in there.
Way too into there.
I'll have to let him know.
You let him know. Let him know. First time Brandon's made it onto the...
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Onto context. All right.
Sharon and Jesse heard these of you, Nick.
It's a little looser tonight. It's not going to be as long as it usually is. Yeah, that's always an issue. Okay?
Eric submitted this one of Orion Samuelson.
Uh-oh.
That's the real, honest description of sex in the cornfield.
Take that one along with the sperm comment he made last week. We have a whole show for Orion. All right.
Eric also emailed this exchange between Andre and Steve.
Maybe we should do it again.
Well, I think we should, but I think it needs to be a surprise.
Okay.
Harold sent in the next couple ones. First up, Dean Richards.
I am ready and excited.
Okay. All right.
And now, Bill.
You're completely shaved. How about that? That looks unusual.
Wow. Wow. Oh, man. Whew. All right.
And Rob Martier.
My point's a little soft.
Oh, don't. All right.
Matthew heard this one of you.
Remember how big Tiny Tim was. Now I knew it. As soon as I was done saying it, I knew it.
Last one.
All right.
Courtesy of Jesse. Another one of you.
Shaft. Oh. Oh. All right. Let's do this real quick, shall we?
Spies.
Hey.
All right. You listen 24/7. Whenever I'm mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity, jot it all down. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. What do we got?
All right. Just one this week. Wild Bill Tony sent it in. The aforementioned Esmeralda and Brandon Weatherby filled in for Dave Plyer. They were talking about some of the unique challenges with the shift, including the fact that You don't know when to work out because you're always sleeping or trying to go to sleep. And apparently RuPaul would be very disappointed in Esmeralda.
You have a position that makes it incredibly difficult to condition your body the best it possibly can.
The
way society is set
up. Thanks a lot.
It's not easy for you to go to a gym as soon as you're off of work or on the way to work. It's not possible.
I could do it afterwards, but then I think I'd be too pumped up.
Yes, and it would be very difficult to go to sleep.
Right.
And then it throws off your entire schedule.
And I'm also, I hate not, I go right to bed
okay.
when I get home.
That's good.
Because I like to have a day.
So you need to decompress when you wake up versus when you go to sleep.
Right.
Okay, which also makes it really difficult. So if you're at Drag U, the first thing RuPaul's going to say is find a daytime shift.
No.
Exactly. And you like your nighttime
shift. Okay,
you like
mom.
The people you work with. She is essentially your mom. We all know
My
that.
Mom does that.
Exactly.
She goes, why don't they give you something earlier? I'm like, that's not how this works, Ma.
This was not a ploy to get you to talk about working day versus night. I promise you that. But you like Nick. You like
right.
Patty.
No,
you
I
don't
want to
leave them.
Yeah.
Therefore,
if people are listening now, I'm usually in Monday through Friday mm-hmm. or Sunday night through Friday morning with Patty Vasquez and Nick DiGilio.
Yeah, and you don't want to lose them.
Right.
So, RuPaul, you're in a tough position with RuPaul.
Oh, man, RuPaul.
Don't be upset with RuPaul.
We talk so much about RuPaul.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's our spirit animal.
Nothing wrong with that.